Random House Audio presents The Sandcastle Girls by Chris Bojalian. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell and Allison Fraser, with an afterword read by the author. We shot our heretical need to see the horror of the past through a wide-angled lens. You asked, if there is no one to listen to the story, what's left? The blown-out ceiling with its tinge of Duccio color? Peter Balakian. Sarajevo, from his collection, Ziggurat. Prologue.
When my twin brother and I were small children, we would take turns sitting on our grandfather's lap. There he would grab the rope-like rolls of baby fat that would pool at our waists and bounce us on his knees, cooing, "Big belly, big belly, big belly." This was meant as an affectionate, grandfatherly gesture, not his subtle way of suggesting that if we didn't lose weight, we would wind up as Jenny Craig testimonials. Just for the record, there is also a chance that when my brother was being bounced on Grandpa's lap, he was wearing a white turtleneck shirt and red velvet knickers. This is the outfit my mother often had him wear when we visited our grandparents, because this was the getup that, in her opinion, made him look most British. And he had to look British, since she was going to make him sing the 1965 Herman's Hermits pop hit, "I'm Henry VIII, I Am." The song had been popular 4 years earlier when she'd given birth to us, and in some disturbingly Oedipal fashion, she had come to view it as their song. Yep, a fat kid in red velvet knickers singing Herman's Hermits with a bad British accent. How is it that no one beat him up?